The what?
Is there anything that you were going to bring up? Because I actually
No.
have a few things that I want to talk about.
It's all you, baby.
All right. Akala. You
Oh,
set him off.
I dodged the crazy psycho half-breed doll.
All right. Art class. What did we do the first hour? We finished our charcoal, but mine was already done. So I just had like the first half of class.
Wait, you finished it yesterday?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I thought I told you.
I don't think that
My
registered with
charcoal.
me.
Yeah, I did tell you yesterday that we finished it. I finished it. So the first half of class was just finishing the charcoal, and I was kind of like, when she was like, well, you can just kind of hang out, I guess. You could draw. So that's what I did.
Hung out and drew?
Yeah. Okay. I kind of helped Riley with hers, like, like, oh, what can I fix? And I'm like, that line could be sharper, probably. It looks more like that. Blah, blah, blah.
Did you say it like that? Did you put on your important art critic
Definitely.
Voice?
Definitely. And the second half is actually the important half.
Uh-huh.
Oh, break is actually important, too.
Okay.
Haley went to VidCon as well. And she was at the same thing that Mariela was at with Rhett and Link.
Yeah. Is Haley in summer school?
Yeah, she's in, like, the algebra.
She took
not
pre-algebra?
The algebra, no, pre-geometry.
Oh, nice.
And she gets to meet Markiplier, who is...
Who?
A YouTuber, Markiplier. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets to meet them on, like, Saturday. And then Mariela and Haley get to meet Smosh, who I don't like. But they both like them, and I guess they're going to go together, I think. Because they're both meeting them. So they're going to like be there at the same time, so I'm guessing they're going to hang out.
Wait, is this a two-weekend event?
No, it's a three-day thing.
Oh, so when it started
it's today? Today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Oh, okay. Oh, what? Today's Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why my week is all... discombobulated.
Okay, so when we got back from break, we...
Why was break important?
Because, I don't know, Haley told us that she was going to meet
them
on
break. Oh,
that's
when you... Okay.
Yes, that was after. And after break, we painted some trees, like already lined out trees on pieces of paper. We were practicing painting styles of Monet... Claude, what's his name? Claude, is that just it?
What?
Claude.
I don't know
I do
what
not
you're trying
remember.
To tell me.
So
is that a different person?
It was,
Monet, comma.
Yeah. So it was Monet, Van Gogh, and Claude.
A painter to be named later.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was. Vincent van Gogh had, like, the lines, like, the long lines, you know? Like, in Starry Night, how he has, like, the big, long lines. So we did, like, the tree in that style with, like, a sunset in the background, like, with just different lines filling it in. And then Claude had pointillism, which is a bunch of dots, like, layered on top of each other and stuff. And then...
That's really difficult to do, I
yeah,
think.
That's... I did not choose that one. Because I have a big... thing.
Yeah.
And then Van Gogh had like little like brush strokes.
What did you choose eventually?
Van Gogh.
Oh, I can see that.
I really like how it looks.
Mm-hmm. It's very flowy.
Yeah. It gives a lot of movement.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really like that. And then we chose a picture to paint, and mine is like a beach, and it's looking in from the ocean at it. It's in somewhere in like tropical places, like where it's not inhabited by people.
Okay.
And so the horizon line of like where the water hits the
beach.
Yeah, is like that far up, and then there's big rocks and like a tree going across it, like a long tree, and then there's some sky in it, and there's a palm tree and like clouds. So I thought it was really, really pretty. And
Awesome.
we like add different, we add colors to it because we're gonna make it more colorful than it actually is. So like for browns and stuff, the impressionist artists would usually use like purple, like really dark violet. So we're gonna use like just
Why
different
did they do
colors.
that?
Well, the impressionist artists were the first artists to paint outside. The other artists before that would stay inside in their studios because now they had easels and portable paints in like tubes, because before that they would have to grind it up themselves. So it was more portable, and they saw like the sun and like through the day change the colors of things. So like they would see like purples and stuff, and they wouldn't use like black, like straight black. They would use like just darker shades of a color.
That's a really interesting point with painting because we have a tendency to think of things like dark rooms or shadows as being black, and in reality, they're not. That's the thing that I couldn't get. I couldn't translate that to like painting. Because you have to paint all those pieces, like where the light hits an edge of something.
Paint that lighter version of
It's
the
got to be
color.
white, actually. Like completely
Not
white.
totally white.
I have, like, if you really truly look at the edge of something when the light hits it.
Well, the fan right there isn't white. The light's hitting it directly. It's all just really
Yeah,
light
but in a
blue.
painting. When you're painting that.
Well, if you're painting real life, then it's not gonna be white.
Yeah.
Just use a really, really light shade of the color. That's what we do. You could get white and just add a dot of the color and just make it like the lightest shade of it possible. And it looks really nice.
Oh, good. So I took a painting class in college. It was an elective. It was fun. I think I showed you that painting. My friend Danny Duax has that painting that I made hanging
You
in his
haven't showed
garage
it to me, but you've told me about it.
for the
The
last,
golf
yeah.
thing.
There's three paintings that I painted. One was the front of a golf club. Another was a real close-up of a neon orange and neon yellow. It's a half and half ball, really close up. So you get to see the dimples on the ball. And the third was probably my favorite piece. I don't know where this is. I gotta think maybe it's in Grandma P's basement someplace. But it was you know what it was? It was the Darth Vader poster from
The one that
episode
you
one.
like.
From episode one, The Phantom Menace. Because what it showed was the tea early morning with a golf bag sitting on the side waiting for the golfer and a long shadow. And the long shadow of the golf ball became monster hands at getting ready to pounce on the ball that was teed up.
Nice.
Yeah, that would be an awesome painting to
I would not be opposed to having that up in our home.
have.
You know who would be? I think mommy would be against
Yeah,
that, but
I think so. I think it would be a hard
you
sell.
could put it up in here.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a free place.
Yeah. Yes.
Is the promised land. You could, there's a nice empty space right there. Would it fit
Yeah.
there?
Well, I gotta find it. I don't even know
Let's
where it's
find
at.
it. Let's go on a hunt.
Must be in Grandma P's basement
We're going to
someplace.
steal the Declaration of Independence.
That's right. Okay, what else?
I got my wig. Ooh, you already know all
Yeah, I
this.
did. I posted a picture. I like it.
You posted a picture?
I did, of you. Of her. Of him.
I wasn't alerted.
You were there during the whole time.
I thought you just wanted a picture.
No. I post all of your cosplays. Certainly you knew this about me.
I didn't know that you were gonna post it now. Well, at least I took good pictures. But give the people the story. It was a bad wig. I took it out and I was like,
I disagree. That first picture you took
okay,
with
it's
it,
bad for Dave.
Alright, I'll go with that. I'll agree with that.
It did not look like Dave at all. It looked like it could definitely be used for like an anime character's wig because their hair usually goes down in the front and it kind of spikes.
Yeah.
And it just comes down instead of like swept to the side. But Dave's hair is totally like whoa.
Yeah.
So and this side was like weirdly long. So I changed how I wear it a bit. I'm wearing it a bit to this side. So it's twisted a bit so that the bangs can be in a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I chose where I want the bangs to be and I pinned them in up so that it's just across my forehead. I sprayed it with hairspray. A lot of hairspray. I took it off and I let it sit for like a half an hour. Just let everything sit. And when I took out the bobby pin, I put it on and I took out the bobby pins. And I brushed it, and it was perfect. And I trimmed a little bit so that it has more, like, depth to it. And
What do you like best? And maybe it's too early to ask you this question. Do you like wearing and becoming the character, or do you like the art of putting a costume together?
I think putting it together is really, really awesome because you get to make it like your own because the characters don't have like, well, this is his exact hair color. You can make it because some people wear like white wigs because that's the color of his hair in the actual comic because they don't use a lot of color. Some people wear blonde and people just have so many different headcanons for what he looks like. So there's so many things that you could do with it, and you could just make it yours.
What's that phrase you're using, headcanon?
It's like...
Canon meaning, like, law?
Yeah, canon is like, well, this character, like, the person that made Homestuck says that this is definitely happening.
Okay.
And headcanon is like, oh, based on this and this, I think this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think that this character looks like this, or I believe that this character, blah, blah, blah. Like, based on things that you've heard or just things that you think would be cool. Where was I? Oh. And wearing the cosplay makes me feel really, like, weirdly confident. Because you're, like, someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my Terezi and in my Dave, it just feels like, so, you just... I don't even know how to explain it. You just feel so different. Like, I always see people on Instagram and stuff, like, with their cosplays, and they're like, oh, I always feel so confident as Feffery or whatever. And I was like, And I never really, like, understood it.
And then you put it on.
And then, yeah, and you put it on, and you're just like, it's like, surreal.
Yeah, there's a veil.
Because nobody, it's like, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get into the character, I don't even know how to explain it. I can't put it into words, but you just feel so weirdly confident.
Yeah. No, I think I completely get that. I think I felt that when I was Pinocchio in New Orleans.
You feel like
I felt better than people. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. But as a single guy in a big crowded area, I think I had some confidence issues. You know, I didn't ever think about, you know, going up to a really super good-looking girl and saying, hey, my name's Rick, nice to meet you, how are you? I never had that kind of confidence to, you know. But as Pinocchio, no problem.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter who it was. And and it was like a, I was a, it was a better me.
Yeah. Why is that? Because, like...
Yeah, it's a good question.
Because it's like, it's not you that's doing this. It is you, but people, if they see you again, they're not going to recognize you as you.
The following day when I was getting on the shuttle to go to the airport, I was on the shuttle with 10 or 15 people out of costume. And everybody was there the previous night, you know. And the conversation was talking about great costumes. And two or three of the people were talking about the Pinocchio.
What do you like?
And I said, and it was almost kind of like a letdown. Like, I was just sitting there, and I said, oh, yeah, that was my costume. And they looked at me with, like, this incredulous, like, no, that's not you. I was like, what? Nah, I don't believe that. I can completely understand what you're talking about. It's like a superhero.
Yeah.
Like, I put the glasses on, and all of a sudden I'm nerdy Clark Kent. Interesting.
Yeah.
So the key is to figure out how to put on a costume in real life while still maintaining you, but giving yourself that confidence to be able to do anything, say anything, and be bold and take those big steps in real life that move you forward. That's without being fake, you know?
Yeah.
Weird.
I love being Dave.
Watching you be Dave gives me a weird feeling, too.
What?
I can't put a finger on it yet. I don't know. I don't know. Because it's not the same as just seeing you like in Zombie Bride costume on Halloween. It's not the same.
Yeah, this is a person with, like, characteristics.
Yeah.
And personality.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's because you weren't you.
Yeah.
It's a weird thought. So.
I was gonna say something, but I forgot. I just really like being Dave, but my personality is nothing like his. He's, like, not really expressive. His face throughout most of the comic is straight line mouth,
mm-hmm.
And he's just super, like, extremely chill about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he like barely smiles, and I'm like.
Yeah.
So my personality is way off, but I think.
But you can step into that personality.
Yeah,
and that's what.
But it's so boring.
Yeah, but.
I'll probably do it like. I don't know, because we're probably gonna take pictures.
Yeah, you do it for
so
photo
I'll
ops.
Do it for, yeah, I'll do it for pictures and stuff. But then, without the pictures, I'll just be like.
Yeah.
I'll do that the entire time. So excited. So I'm going to be able to put on my Terezi here. So then you can help me with the wig and horns.
Okay.
Because I already told you, because we're changing up the dates of what we're doing.
Okay. And you're gonna be okay with that car ride with it? You better plan on bringing something, whatever, touch up stuff. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna bring my Snazaroo and probably. We need to buy more baby powder.
Yeah.
Because baby powder seals everything in really nicely.
Okay.
I was doing a test the other day, and I got my Snazaroo, and I put four, like, little splotches down my leg because I was testing out different ways to seal it that I've, like, heard. So I had one that was, like, the control group that's just plain old Snazaroo, and one that was. Baby powder, one that was hairspray, and one that was my sealing spray. And the first test was just dragging my finger down it, and the second test was wetting my finger and then putting it down.
Mm-hmm.
the cliff, and all of them with water didn't do too well because it's water activated. But like dragging my finger, I was rubbing my finger across the baby powder one and it was staying there.
Done.
And oh my gosh. And then on this leg, I put like a bigger amount and I was trying to figure out like how to keep it in like solid. And I put hairspray on it first and let it totally dry. And then I put baby powder on it and let it sit there for a second and then dusted away the extra. And then I was rubbing my hand on my leg like this and it wasn't coming off. So I might do that on like this area, like my neck and stuff,
Yeah.
because I'm not gonna put hairspray on my
I,
face.
this is not a problem that you're having for the first time. Somebody's already solved this problem, I'm sure. Maybe there's some solutions
No,
that
yeah,
people
there
have.
definitely is.
So.
Baby powder is number one recommended way of sealing it
Okay.
in.
I like that. Because it's
It's simple.
safe.
Yeah, it's safe and simple.
It's not chemical based, so.
Yeah.
Right, I gotta go to bed.
Yeah. Hi. Dear God, we pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. Daddy will have a good day at work. Feeling him always back. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Let's have a good day tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. Get some sleep. Glasses.
Good talk, bud.
Good night. I love you.